Today in our gospel, the crowd is asking Jesus for a sign. They need to see Jesus work wonders so they'll believe in him. They said their ancestors got the gift of manna when they were in the desert, and they hoped that Jesus would do something similar. Jesus then says that it wasn't Moses who worked the bread miracle, it was God. Jesus told them that anyone who truly believed in him would never hunger or thirst again. Take a moment and ask yourself, what do you hunger or thirst for at this time in your life? There must be something. Typically, we all want more of something. We're rarely satisfied with what we have. It might be a promotion or a raise. It might be peace and happiness in your family. I invite you to become aware of your longings. What do you truly long for? Promotions, good pay, a nice house, and good health are all great gifts, but do they really satisfy us? Yeah, they're important, but do they really bring us peace and happiness? Jesus gives us the bread of life. This gift will bring us peace and eternal happiness. Do we ever stop to think about that? Do we appreciate this wondrous gift, or just consume it without much thought or awareness of what it really is? We can simply eat the bread of life, or we can be fed by the bread of life. There's a big difference. It may be that if we consciously feed on the bread of life that we receive, we may find a great gift, our Lord Jesus Christ. May we all experience his happiness and peace. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.